Dick Whittington, read by Stephen Mangan. Dick Whittington lived in a tiny country cottage with his mother and his brothers and sisters. When Dick was 11 years old, there was a very bad harvest, which meant they had no crops to sell or to use to feed their animals. Dick's mother gathered her children together to tell them the bad news.
"We've no money left," she said. "If only we lived in London, the streets there are paved with gold."
Dick loved to hear his mother's stories about London. She claimed it was the city of opportunities, where everyone could make their fortune.
"I'm going to London to find these streets of gold and make my fortune," Dick said.
With just the clothes he was wearing and a red and white spotted handkerchief tied to a stick, Dick left home and headed for London. In the handkerchief, his mother had wrapped a loaf of freshly baked bread. Dick walked for 3 days and three nights. He would stop occasionally to eat the bread his mother had packed for him, but the food did not last long. Soon his stomach was rumbling, and he was very hungry. Eventually, he reached the city of London and was astounded by the commotion. There were hundreds of people pushing and shoving each other as they walked. Everybody seemed to be in such a rush. He wandered through a busy market and realized he did not know how to find the streets of gold. He was about to give up hope and go back home when he heard the great bow bells ringing from the nearby church. They seemed to be calling out to him.
"Turn again, Dick Whittington, three times, Lord Mayor of London."
Dick listened to the bells and decided it must be a sign. He had travelled so far he couldn't give up now. He decided to ask...